Oh, 5,000 ancestors standing beside us, 5,000 ancestors living in this space, in this room, in this heart, in this life, and in this experience. That can bring me comfort. We're standing as a bridge between what was and what will be. And that comes with a great blessing, but it also comes with a great responsibility, yes? You know, we often joke in this community, lovingly joke, that about the demographic of the gray hair or the lack of hair I mentioned. The reality is we often have fun and we play with the demographic of our age, but today there are no jokes. Today I offer you no jokes, but only honor, respect, and gratitude. Today we gather to look upon the elders of Unity North, the seniors, the pillars, who have tended the seeds of the garden of this community. As they have germinated, as they have bloomed, as they have been tended over and over and over. They are the heartbeat of Unity North. Would you agree? Would you really agree? They are the sacred storytellers of our history who have patiently carved love and light into the fabric of this community longer than some of you have been alive. That puts things in perspective, doesn't it? They have been tending the consciousness of this community longer than some of us have been alive. They stand as the quiet guides, the shining beacons, and the loyal friends whose presence holds our community together. And we've seen some ups and downs in community, haven't we? This community's had its roller coaster ride, yet the seniors are the ones that are in the room that stayed. When it was good, when it wasn't so good, and when we figured it all out, that deserves honor and respect. Unity reminds us that life is forever unfolding. This thing called God, called love, called life is forever expanding. It's becoming more and more and more. And so in that recognition, we understand that we're not isolated. We are not isolated cells or beings or individuals who appeared by some happenstance or by chance or by mistake. We are expressions. We teach this. It's foundational. We, everybody in this room, is an expression of the one divine life that chose to do business as you. But that one life has been growing through countless generations of awakening, of expansion, of multiplication, of amplification. Every soul who has ever walked this earth has added something important. We are breathing the air that they breathed. We are living as the cells that they had in their very body before they ascended. They have brought to the collective consciousness of the earth, but more importantly, the collective consciousness of this family. Yes, we welcome the new members, but we must in the same breath recognize those that don't come here anymore. They are equally a part of the magnificent experience, and we are really, really fortunate and very lucky to have some of those gray hairs still in the room, or gray hairs that have been dyed in the room. These are the seniors who have enlarged our capacity to love, to live, to persevere, and to hope. We don't honor our elders because they are perfect. Let's get real clear about that. I'm going to honor my ancestors, and they were not all perfect, yet they each gave me something vitally important. We honor them because they have paved the path with willing hearts, and they've stayed in the fire and tended the fire even when it was hot. Each generation walking the planet becomes an opening through which divine wisdom enters the world. Each generation in this community has opened a portal for the greater consciousness that you walked into the first time you walked into this place. I put into AI, I said, give me a few poetic lines to really talk about this, and I just love what it came up with. There are mountains that have stood so long, they no longer need to prove their strength. There are rivers that have flowed so faithfully that they no longer need to announce their arrival. There are trees whose deepest essence is not seen above the ground. And so it is with our elders. We gather today because somebody else kept the fire burning. We have a place to walk into every Sunday because somebody kept the fire burning. Someone rose before dawn so that somebody else might sleep. Someone carried grief without allowing it to become bitterness. They're in this room today. Others planted trees whose fruit they will never, ever taste. And they built bridges that they will never, ever cross, yet they built anyway. They planted anyway, and that deserves honor and respect and gratitude. Those who whispered, keep going. Keep going when history said, give up. Give up. I invite you to hear that whisper today. Close your outer eyes and put your hand upon your heart. There are energies in this room, in the very heart, in the center of your chest. What are they whispering to you today? No matter what you're going through, they're probably whispering, keep going. Get up again. No matter what your mind and your heart or your ego might say, your family might say, the ancestors are whispering, offering you strength and courage and wisdom and power to keep going. Open your eyes. We didn't arrive here alone. On earth, in this room, in this space, we are the prayers of those who have come before us. Yesterday, I got the distinct opportunity to bless another child. I prayed. I've done a lot of memorial services lately, and I said, God, give me a baby blessing. And I think I had the second coming of the Christ in my arms, this beautiful, beautiful baby. Didn't squirm, but every word I spoke was received. I am an ancestor to that child. And I was that child with the ones who held me, and that deserves respect and honor. We are the beneficiaries of the elders that survived wars, that survived rejections, heartbreaks, prejudice, poverty, illness, and countless moments when faith chose to get out of bed one more time. You know, I'm often, when I do any study of history, I look at the hangnails of my life, the things that I complain about, the difficulties of my generation, and then I go study history and go, what am I complaining about? The poverty that both sides of my family had to deal with is tremendous. The difficulties that they had to endure gives me hope and strength that I can get through the hangnails of my difficult world. And our ancestors are not merely behind us. I carry all my grandparents. I look at my hands, and I see the grandmother who taught me to play piano, and I can look at the spots on there. I don't know what you call them, liver spots or age spots or whatever they might be. And I used to curse it. I'm getting older. And now I look at them, and I go, hey, Grandpa. Hi, Grandma. I look at the gray, and somebody recently had not seen me for a while, and the first thing they said, when I said, hey, how you doing? Here's a hug. It's like, and she grabbed my chin, and she said, there's a lot more gray than the last time I saw you. And I said, oh, thanks for noticing. And I had other words I did not speak because they would not be ministerial. Our ancestors are not merely behind us. They breathe with us. They breathe within us. And most importantly, as I look at my hands, they breathe as us. For every kindness that we have inherited, we say thank you. Say that with me. Thank you. For every lesson remembered, we say thank you. For every scar transformed into wisdom, we say thank you. For every story, boring or otherwise, told around the kitchen table, we say thank you. For every wrinkled hand that held ours before we knew how to stand, we say thank you. You see, an elder is not simply someone who has lived a long time. One of the reasons I love this community and I joke about the demographic of our age is because I'm damn proud. And yes, I said damn proud in a church. To be amongst those. You know the old adage, you can't teach an old dog new tricks? No, you can't. But what we have are old dogs coming into this place, into this community saying, I'm willing to keep growing. Michelangelo said at the age of 85, I'm still learning. And every gray hair, you can walk in and see a sea of gray and maybe some wrinkles. Everyone has a story behind it. But every one of them says, I'm here to keep growing. I'm here to keep stretching. I'm here to learn from the young people, from the babies, from those who have something to teach me. Yes, old dogs learn new tricks, and new dogs must also learn the old tricks from those who have grayer beards and gray hair. Yes? You see, wrinkles are not merely marks of age. They are maps. They are stories, they are roadways, they are lines of laughter and loss and birth and goodbyes and hellos and heartaches, answered and unanswered prayers, mistakes and second chances and miraculous survivals. And to not honor that and respect that regularly would be remiss on our part, regardless of the age that we are. And so to the elders, past and present, we all say, thank you. Again, thank you. Every gray hair whispers of generational wisdom that said, the storm has passed, but I did not waver in my commitment and my love. I got through it. Did you notice that this world is really intoxicated with speed and youth? Get fast, novelty, immediacy. I need more, I have to have more, and I need more noise. And the elders remind us that greatness takes its time. Greatness takes its time. Say that with me. Greatness takes its time. They carry the truth in the silence of their heart without shouting. You know what I found in my years of ministry is that the loudest voice in the room is rarely the most powerful. It's the most quiet voice that holds the most power. And yes, it often comes with a gray beard or wrinkled hands. Elders remind us that listening is a sacred act and that peace is not weakness. It is mastery. It is mastery. Long before books, wisdom traveled by voice. Long before universities, truth sat in circles around a fire. Long before social media, are you as consumed as I am? You know, at first service, I was talking about my addiction to my phone, and then I reached back to get my phone out as an example, and it wasn't there. That's my brain. That's my heart. And I survived first service without it, and I'm going to survive second service without it. Long before social media, there were grandparents, human libraries, the keepers of memory. Let us not forget. Advancement sometimes doesn't mean evolution. Let us advance and evolve all at the same time. Today, we bow in gratitude to those whose footsteps made room for ours, to those sacrifices that became my opportunities. I'm going to invite Sonia Asio to come up. In many indigenous traditions, an elder is not simply someone who has lived a lot of years. An elder is someone whose life has ripened into wisdom, deepened through experience, and whose presence is a blessing to the community. Today, we honor the grandfathers and the grandmothers, those who have come before us as our elders. I invite one of my elders. She's a little younger than I am. But she is still my elder, and she is close to the people of the earth. She is close to the people of the land whose footsteps we walk in. And I said we would be remiss to not have her share on this day. Sonia?
If you are able, please stand up. I come from the land of sweet waters, Canoabo, Venezuela, and I honor the first people of this land, the Cherokees. When the imagine that you are doing one step back, and now you stand up on the energy of your mother and father to honor them, to release what doesn't work for you, and to say thank you for your life. Wanna hear you. I invite you to step on the energy of your grandmother and grandfather. The life of our great-grandparents and their lineage. I invite you, as a mother, father, grandfather, grandmother, great-grandfather, great-grandmother, aunt, sister, that have kids in our families, to send our energy and our protection to the new generations.
Please join me in thanking the elder, that is Sonia Osio. Please be seated. Sonia hinted at something that we'll use to conclude my thoughts today. The greatest way to honor the elders is not simply to remember them, but to become them. To become the wise ones for the next generation and the next and the next and the next. To leave every room, every family gathering, every community meeting better than we found it. Let that be our commitment here at Unity North. One day, our hair will be gray if it's not already. Our hands will show age if they don't already. And our stories will become somebody else's inheritance. May those who come after us say they left us more than inheritance. They left us more than possessions. They left us perspective. They left us wisdom, faith, courage, love, and compassion. And on that day when another generation gathers to honor those who came before them, they discover that we too kept the fire burning. And so our calling is not merely to celebrate those who came before us, but to become worthy ancestors of those yet to come. That'll be next week when the kids are up here. We are the bridge between memory and possibility. We are the bridge between gratitude and vision, between yesterday's faithfulness and tomorrow's awakening. May we honor the elders most by living consciously so that future generations will rise and give thanks for us as well.